You're listening to Archer Radio.
The best motion picture of the year. It all comes down to these five wonderful films. The nominees are Brokeback Mountain, Diana Ossana, and James Shamus, producers. Capote, Caroline Barron, William Vince, and Michael O'Hoven, producers. Crash, Paul Haggis, Kathy Schulman, of course, producers. Good night and good luck. Brad Heslov, producer. Munich, Kathleen Kennedy, Steven Spielberg, Barry Mendel, producers. And the Oscar goes to Crash.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, March 7th, 2006, and you heard it. That's right, Crash won the Oscar for Best Picture. Of course, this is Tuesday, so you've already seen the Oscars, you've already heard all the hoopla about it, you heard all the acceptance speeches, everything. But since I had the call-in show yesterday, I decided to do my little Oscar recap on today's show. Now, you heard Jack Nicholson give the nominees and announce who the winner was, and I think I was just as shocked as the people who won for Crash. I guess I was expecting Brokeback to win more Oscars because of all the hoopla and all the leading up to it. It just seemed like they were a shoo-in for so many Oscars, and they ended up only winning three. Ang Lee won for Best Director. They won Original Score and Adapted Screenplay. Of course, you already know this by now, but I guess really this is like my reaction to it. The whole thing was, Jon Stewart, who was the host, was talking about how Hollywood is, out of touch with reality or out of touch with the American people. And it seemed that way. You could have said that when they were having all this hoopla about Brokeback, but then when the awards were being announced, it's like, well, they were going back in the Hollywood closet or whatever, and not awarding the film with what I thought that it should have received. So then, when you say that Hollywood's out of touch with America, I don't think so, because they didn't reward a film that I thought should have been rewarded, and they went with the safe bet of Crash, because Crash did not, it wasn't Capote, it wasn't Brokeback Mountain, it wasn't the political stuff of Goodnight, Good Luck, or Munich, so it was the movie Crash, and I don't really know anything about it, but I was still disappointed that Brokeback did not win the Oscar. And George Clooney, in his acceptance speech, mentioned the whole out of touch with America, and he said it's probably a good thing every once in a while. But I'm not so sure about that. I still think they just went the easy route and voted for, went with Crash. In terms of the Oscars as a whole, or just, like a recap, I think Jon Stewart did an okay job. I don't think he was, spectacular or overly funny, or he had a couple political jabs there about, like, the one where he was talking about Bjork's dress, and she was getting dressed, and Dick Cheney shot her. I thought that was funny. Because that one year she wore that swan outfit or something. I'm not sure what it was, but that was a little funny. He had a couple little political jabs here and there, but for the most part, he was just okay. Nothing spectacular. I wasn't overly impressed with him. And they, excuse me, one thing they definitely had way too many of were all those film clip montages. They had, must have had like five or six not recasts, but montages of different film clips for all different kinds of reasons. And it just seemed like it was, you know, over the top. They had way too many. And I think Jon Stewart even mentioned it one time. And one sad montage introduction was when Lauren Bacall got up there and she started talking about film noir and of the 50s. And I swear she was either she's really old and just isn't doing too well, or she was on drugs or something, because she just wasn't speaking very clearly. It was hard to follow what she was saying. I don't know if anybody else agrees, but they probably should not have had her on there, I think, because she just, I don't think she did a very good job. Poor thing. I know she's really old, but, you know. Overall with the Oscars, the six main categories were given to six totally different films. It was like nothing, like, the leading actor and leading actress were from two different movies. The supporting actor and supporting actress were from two different movies, two other different movies. And it ended up being that the four movies won three Oscars each. Brokeback won three, Crash won three, Memoirs of a Geisha won three, and King Kong won three. And on the news tonight, they made a good, not an analogy, but they were talking about how all of the big budget, I know, I guess it wasn't on the news, I guess it was Joel Siegel on Good Morning America. He was saying that all the big budget, big studio films were given all the technical awards, whereas all these small, low-budget films were given all the acting and the, you know, directing awards. I guess that's a change in Hollywood. I don't know. The one that Oscar that I was very pleased with was Reese Witherspoon winning Best Actress or Actress in a Leading Role for Walk the Line. I think she did an amazing job. I'm glad she won. And also, I think she gave the best acceptance speech. It reminded me of the old days in Hollywood where people actually told a little story as they were doing their acceptance speech. I did capture the clip, and I'm going to play that here. So listen to Reese Witherspoon giving her acceptance speech.
Oh my goodness. Never thought I'd be here my whole life. Growing up in Tennessee. I want to say that Johnny Cash and June Carter had a wonderful tradition of honoring other artists and musicians and singers, and I really feel that tradition tonight. It is very important, and I really feel it, so I want to thank the Academy for this incredible honor. I want to say thank you to so many people who helped me create this role. Everyone at Fox, Kathy Conrad, James Keach for producing the film. A very special thank you to Jim Mangold, who directed the film and also wrote this character, who is a real woman, who has dignity and honor and fear and courage, and she's a real woman. And I really appreciate that. It was an incredible gift that you gave me, so thank you. And T-Bone Burnett for helping me realize my lifelong dream of being a country music singer. Thank you, T-Bone, and I want to say thank you to Joaquin Phoenix, who just put his heart and soul into this performance. His commitment and passion for this character and for this performance was just remarkable, and I feel so lucky to have gone on this journey with you. I'm so blessed to have my family here tonight. My mother and my father are here, and I just want to say thank you so much for everything, for being so proud of me. It didn't matter if I was making my bed or making a movie. They never hesitated to say how proud they were of me. And that means so very much to a child. So thank you, Mom and Dad. I want to say thank you to my wonderful husband and my two children. We should be going to bed. And thank you for loving me so much and supporting me. I want to say that My grandmother was one of the biggest inspirations in my life. She taught me how to be a real woman, to have strength and self-respect, and to never give those things away. And those are a lot of qualities I saw in June Carter. And people used to ask June how she was doing, and she used to say, "I'm just trying to matter." And I know what she means, you know? I'm just trying to matter and live a good life and make work that means something to somebody. And you have all made me feel that I might have accomplished that tonight. So thank you so much for this honor.
And that was so cute of her. She just wants, just trying to matter. That's so cool. I really like her, and I think she did a good job on Walk the Line, and her speech was just perfect. You couldn't have asked for anything better. So, finishing up with the Oscar recap here, I told you before that I printed out the ballot for the Oscars, and I marked all of my my picks, and I talked about that on last Friday's show. Well, as the show was going on, I circled each winner and then counted up how many that I had guessed correctly. Because, you know, I was totally guessing. I really didn't have any background information, and I had only seen a couple of the films. So, but of the 22, I think it's 22, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, oh, there's 24. There were 24 awards given out. And I only guessed 11 of them correctly, which is less than 50%, so that's pretty bad. But the boyfriend, because on Sunday morning before he left, I made him sit down and choose his picks for the Oscars. And the same thing for him. He didn't really know anything about them or, couldn't really base his guesses on any specific information, but he ended up choosing 12 out of 24, so he got a 50% raise. So good for you, Mr. Boyfriend. So the Oscars were fun to watch, but that wasn't the only thing that happened this weekend. You might remember that on Saturday night, the boyfriend and I had planned our Sideways party, and we were serving Virginia Merlot's and watching the movie Sideways. And the whole point of serving the Merlots during the movie was because there's a line in the movie that where Miles, the main character played by Paul Giamatti, says, "No fucking Merlot, if they're serving fucking Merlot, I'm not drinking it," or something like that. I mean, it was one of the best lines in the film. So because of that, we decided we were going to serve Merlots. And I spent the whole day Saturday cleaning my house. I mean, I haven't cleaned out my house that well in a long time. And the boyfriend was cooking. He made pork tenderloin, I think. No, pork loin? I don't know. Something pork. And meatballs and roasted vegetables and rice. And I made brownies, and we had some chocolates for dessert. But anyway, we had, with counting the boyfriend, there were eight of us there. And we all had a great time. Some of my friends were introduced to some of his friends, which is always good because, you know, you never know how friends are going to get along. And everybody got along great. And plus, it was good to see some of my friends that I hadn't seen for a while. So that was fun. And we basically just enjoyed the Merlots and watched the movie and ate and sat around and talked and had a good time. And at the end of the evening, we basically the majority vote was that the 2004 Oakencroft Merlot was the best of all the Merlots, so I wrote about that on the wine blog. So the whole weekend was filled with the party and the Oscars, and as you can tell by listening to my voice, I have a little bit of a sinus thing going on, because like Saturday I totally wore myself out cleaning the house, and then the party I was kind of sluggish, but I woke up Sunday morning just feeling like crap, and it definitely wasn't from a hangover or anything, because I wasn't drinking all that much, but my sinuses were totally clogged, my muscles were all achy, I felt like I basically had the flu, and I was sluggish and lethargic all day on Sunday. The boyfriend was nice, we didn't go anywhere, he basically just let me sit and relax, and then after he left, I did sleep for 2 hours so that I could stay up to watch the Oscars. And even with that, I tossed and turned all night trying to get to sleep. And there I'm sniffing my nose. I don't want to do that. But so I've been feeling sick, and I'm still not the best, not 100%. So I don't know how long this show is going to be, because I don't want to record too much. And, you know, I keep missing, speaking of shows, Larry from the Little Fatty Cast. I saw him online last night on iChat, and I forgot to send him a message and try to set up a time for me to help record a show in Big Fatty's absence, but I'll still work on that. And I wanted to mention a little bit about yesterday's call-in show. I know we were having some Skype troubles there, but it all worked out in the end, and we had a great time talking with Paul and Beth. I was really pleased that we got to talk with Beth because she's been listening for a long time and leaving comments and stuff, so that was really fun to talk to her. But I know that while we were doing all this, a couple people tried to call, and I had put the do not disturb thing up so that people couldn't get through. I think we missed two calls, one from Juan and one from Ma Poussant, I think the name is. So if you guys are listening, I'll have to catch up with you another time. We'll have to do another show where you two can call in and have a chat with on Archer Radio. But I think the boyfriend had a great time. The show was almost an hour long, and it was great getting to know Paul and talking with Beth. Beth is always a barrel of laughs. So I'll have to let you know the next time we do a Skype call-in so that you guys who missed can call in for sure and do that. I know what I forgot to tell you. While we were having the party, or before and after the party, I was going to say the sideways party, I did get the video camera out, and I recorded a whole bunch of footage or content, as some people would say, before the party. And the boyfriend was talking about all the different Merlots that we were going to have, we're going to serve, and the different foods we were going to make, and I was telling about how I cleaned up the house and all. And then my intention was to get the video camera out during the party and videotape some, but I totally forgot, and I only took out my still camera. So I took a couple pictures of people eating while they're watching the movie, and the boyfriend noticed that it looked like every single picture I took, everyone was in like mid-chew, like they had just put some food in their mouth and they were chewing. And of course, they're all looking at the TV, so the pictures aren't that great, but I went ahead and stuck them in the middle of the video, and then I recorded the aftermath of the video and like the mess and what the house looked like and stuff like that. So on tomorrow's show, you're going to get to see, I think it's about 10 minutes, a 10-minute video all about the sideways party. And you should notice that the boyfriend before the party shots, he isn't shaven, or you know, his hair isn't done or anything, but then in the after party, he's all cleaned up. He looks really good. I'm sure you'll agree with me on that. So I think that's really all I have to say today. I'm going to get online here in a couple minutes and maybe record a show with Larry. I don't know. I'm also very tired, so I'm going to try to go to bed early tonight. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that clip from the Oscars from at the very beginning with Jack Nicklaus, and then Reese Witherspoon's my favorite acceptance speech. And enjoy the video tomorrow. So that's all for now, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.
Been listening to Archer Radio.